DW.
Rush hour in Mexico City. There are some 20 million people that live here and 5.5 million cars. In the 1990s, the city was considered one of the most contaminated in the world. Things are better now, but the smog levels remain very high. The air in the city has doubled the level of pollutants considered safe by the World Health Organization. After studying abroad and returning to the city, two young Mexican engineers were inspired to tackle the traffic problem with an eco-friendly solution. In 2015, they created Econduce, or eDrives, an electronic scooter share program. We're out in the street now with Eduardo Porta, one of the co-founders of Econduce, and we're by a charging station with a bunch of scooters. They're all light blue, and basically the charging station looks just like a pretty normal plug, right? It's a regular plug.
Yeah, it's a 110-volt regular plug. It's really simple. You can actually take the scooter to your house, to your office, and if you have a charging any standard plug, you can charge it in your house.
So basically, it works kind of like a Hoover, right? There's a retractable cord. Let's see how it works. Well, and now it's like back into the scooter. You can't even see it. It's above the front wheel, and the scooter is ready to go.
In big Latin American cities, more people are now choosing to travel on two wheels to reduce their commute time. But experts are warning of the so-called Vietnamization of Latin America, where motorbikes and scooters are used as the main means of transport. This has a major impact on road safety, as well as pollution. In Mexico, the use of motorbikes has grown by 300% in over a decade, which has coupled with an increase in accidents. Econduce tries to address the safety issue via its compulsory induction course and the use of a helmet. The e-scooters also have a maximum speed of 55 kilometers per hour. But is this enough to make a real difference in Mexico City? Jorge Macias is the Urban Development Director at the World Resources Institute in Mexico.
At the moment, I think that this program is a little bit small compared to the huge challenge we have. You're speaking about 5 million vehicles only registered in Mexico City. However, you have also another 3 or 4 million vehicles that come from the whole megalopolis of the central region of Mexico City that come every day to work in Mexico City. Another thing to consider is the fact that, well, we change to modes like motorcycles or scooters. We not only have to consider the mitigation of pollution as a factor of risk for public health, but also how much is the risk increase for road safety.
Just how green are these scooters? And can they really help the environment? Eduardo Porta, one of the co-founders, thinks they can.
Definitely, that's what we're aiming for. Having an electric scooter helps to reduce greenhouse gas emissions within the city. And although today we're using the electricity from the grid, it's much more efficient. However, we're looking into charging all of our scooters with renewable energy as well to close all the loop.
Areli Carreón is a bicycle activist and transport consultant for Greenpeace. She thinks the scheme is unlikely to fix Mexico's pollution problem in the long run.
It might solve some of the necessities of transportation for some people in some areas, but it cannot be seen as the silver bullet. I don't see it solving major problems for a large amount of people. I see it as something very particular that might be useful for some trips and that need to take into account that electricity production in Mexico is not clean and is immoral to put these problems elsewhere, to put all these emissions and pollution elsewhere. So this is something that must be taken into account before pushing a scheme like this in a large scale in Mexico City.
Econduce is certainly innovative, and the light blue scooters are becoming more noticeable in Mexico City's congested streets. It probably won't solve the city's pollution woes, but at least the scooters don't add to the noise. If anything, the program will hopefully encourage more people to think about how they move around the city and the connection between their choice of transport and the environment. For DW, I'm Irene Caselli in Mexico City.
DW